The Chemical Reporter.
Hi, it's me, Jeff, the Chemical Reporter. And of course, I have another new topic for you from the exciting world of chemistry. Today, we're going to answer the question, why does milk form a skin on top when you cook it? All over the world, cows, goats, sheep, and other mammals are industriously milked every day to provide us with a whole range of dairy products. Children love it, and lots of grown-ups also enjoy a glass of creamy milk every now and again. My personal favorite is hot chocolate, but you can't let the milk get too hot, otherwise it destroys the vitamins and something forms on top that isn't tasty in the least. A slimy skin. Ooh. In chemical terms, milk is what is known as an emulsion, with tiny drops of fat that are dispersed throughout a watery medium. This opaque fluid also contains a lot of other important nutritional components: carbohydrates, vitamins, trace elements, and proteins. Today's question involves the proteins. There are two major types of them in milk in different proportions. There's lots of what are called casein proteins and less of what are collectively known as whey proteins. The two types of proteins react differently to heat. Casein proteins can withstand warm temperatures quite well, but whey proteins are a lot more sensitive. At temperatures of around 70 to 80 degrees Celsius, they start to shake. As the temperature rises, they begin to vibrate so much that it deforms their chemical structure. What was once an orderly spiral-shaped molecule has been reduced to a tangled knot, a process called denaturation. The altered molecules combine with one another to form clumps, and that in turn dissolves the bonds that the whey protein molecules have with the water. They harden. The proteins coagulate. The clumps of protein float to the surface because they're lighter than water. They collect there and form a dense network, the skin. There are ways to prevent the process from occurring. If you constantly stir the milk, for example, then you keep the whey proteins from connecting up. If you forget and leave the milk in a pan on the stove, however, then the skin acts as a lid. The steam that is created by evaporating water can't escape very easily, and bubbles of gas rise to the surface, are surrounded by protein molecules, and form foam. If the milk continues to cook, then even more steam is trapped until it finally blows its top and causes the milk to boil over. At times like that, I always hear my grandmother in the back of my head saying, "Never walk away from the stove if you've put a pot on it." Pretty good advice, actually. That's it for today. Thanks for listening and hope you'll tune in again next time. Until then, this is Jeff, the Chemical Reporter, signing out.
Do you have a question concerning chemistry in your everyday life?
Ask the Chemical Reporter and send an email to
chemicalreporter@basf.com.
BASF, the chemical company.